Canada. I am your queen. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Splendid.
Tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Happy Wednesday. Hope you've all been having a good day and are ready to enjoy some good music along with me this afternoon. It's a beautiful day outside, and I'm glad that you were able to tune in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Chinese and Korean music and entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, broadcasting to you live from the beautiful city of Vancouver from the University of British Columbia campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thank you all for taking the time out of your day and joining me once again. This week, I just wanted to bring some really chill and feel-good music to listen to today with some other vibes thrown into the mix. Just some good music suitable for any situation on sunny days such as this, chilling by the pool, kicking back with some friends, any situation that you're in, just something to really suit whatever it is that you're in at that particular moment. With that in mind, I'm going to start with music that is something that is really neglected in Korean music. First up, I have a Korean R&B singer who goes by the name of Boni. She debuted in 2010 with her EP New One, and since then has been trying to bring R&B from out of the dark in South Korea. Inspired by R&B greats like TLC, Beyonce, and Blackstreet, some of her past work really stood out for being recreations of the music from the golden age of R&B. She recently released a new studio album called Simply Love. Boni really explores all the different sides of R&B with this one, from slow jams to powerful ballads. It's all in there. The song I have from Boni is from her latest studio album. The lead single called One in a Million, quite simply, is dedicated to that one special person, the one who commands all your attention, the one who you feel like is your absolute everything, the one who really is that one in a million to you, irreplaceable of all the people that you could be with. This track is simply R&B at its finest. Having listened to some of her past work, she really has an ear for this genre. It may be just me, but I catch some Beyonce vibes from her, mostly from the instrumental, the way it's very heavy-hitting, very, very boom-boom clap. Also somewhat in how she sings, the way she moves through the pitches, softer, low tones, and then belts out the high notes. Let's check it out now. Boni with One in a Million.
Feel the way you move. I can feel the way you move. 온통 네가 느껴져 from the bottom of my heart. 그 어디에서 나는 네가 보여. 모두가 내게 말해 새로운 나를 원해. 잠든 날 깨워.
That was Boney with One in a Million, bringing a taste of classic R&B to a place where it often is overlooked. R&B really does not get enough attention in South Korea, but that's not to say it's dead. There are many great artists who perform in the R&B genre, just with some more pop influences than Boney, for instance. Definitely go and check out more of her work. Show some love for her album and my recommendations for further listening. Her songs Rescue Me, R-E-S-Q, and Push. Next up, I have a song from the Chinese music world. It's by the very talented singer-songwriter from Singapore, J.J. Lin. The song is off his 2013 album Stories Untold, and it's called Yin Ni, or it's Because You're Here. It's different from his usual style. This one is not a ballad. It is more of a pop rock style, and it's the furthest thing from one of his sadder songs. It's bright and just plain fun. He's singing about how this one girl in his life is causing so much change in him. Love, let them meet so his heart beats faster. It's because of her taking away all his pain. Every moment he thinks of her and remembers her every smile. In the end, it's because of her that he's simply falling in love. This song is just simply catchy, easy to sing along to, provided you know Mandarin. J.J. Lin really shows his diversity as an artist on this one. He is renowned for being one of Chinese music's best ballad singers and composers, but it's important to change it up whenever possible. It's good to see he's willing to experiment with his sound, and he can make this sound and still create heartfelt ballads. That's coming up now, J.J. Lin with Because You're Here.
Oh. Hey,
That was JJ Lin with Because You're Here, one of Chinese music's top acts, just something bright and up-tempo. If you watch the music video, he actually makes an attempt to do a little dancing for the viewers. Of course, he's not the greatest, but he is passable. JJ has done quite a bit to help spread the love for Chinese music overseas. Recently, he was in Korea to perform with CNBLUE frontman Jung Yong-hwa. Collaborated with him on his album, and on his latest album, he had a duet song with Jason Mraz. Moving on, I have another song from the Chinese music industry. It's by Hebe Tian, member of the Taiwanese girl group SHE. The song I have from her is called 不醉不会. Translated literally, it means don't know how if not drunk. However, it's easier to just call it learning from drunk. Quick fun fact, they actually say that if you learn something while you're intoxicated, you can only do it when you are in that state in the future. The message of the song is not quite along those lines. It's about perspective. You go about looking at the world, it seems simple when it's really not. Everyone has something that makes them special. It's not about getting drunk to forget the complexities. It's about having a different way of viewing the world. You need different perspectives to make sense of certain things. It's never black and white. It's never that simple. It's all on how you see things. So it's a little abstract, but an interesting way of expressing the message. There's a line in the song that goes, "Use a drunk sight to view the world, and the whole world will get drunk with me." Kind of like saying you see what and how you want to see. The song is really different from the usual Chinese music sound. It uses acoustic guitar and a higher register to create this really flowing, lilting style, a little ambient in a way, simple melody which really suits the overall tone and theme of the song. That's coming up next, Hebe Tian, Learning from Drunk.
Events presents Against Me, July 17th at the Vogue Theater. Against Me tour in support of their new album, Transgender Dysphoria Blues. With openers, Frank Hero and The Celebration, plus Annie Girl and The Flight, more info can be found on againstme.net. Advance tickets are $24.50, available at Red Cat Records, and online at ticketfly.com.
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
We are back on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break, we heard Hebe Tian with Learning from Drunk. Other singers working in Mandarin or Cantonese music, take notes. It is possible to make a good ballad track without dragging it out for almost 5 minutes and using only a grand piano and a drum kit. Next up, I have a song that's just simply cool. It's by a Korean boy band called Infinite, and they are known for their highly synchronized choreography and fast-paced dance pop music. The track from them today is off their brand new EP called Reality, and it's called Bad. But this song is bad meaning good, not bad meaning bad, you know? What stood out to me about the song at first listen was the orchestral introduction to the song. Countless songs of any language and genre have used the orchestral instruments in the song, but it's really hard to get it right. Sometimes it just doesn't work out, and it feels like, why'd you add it there? It's not necessary. This one creates this really quote-unquote epic feeling as if this would be the opening to the best possible action flick in the world. It creates this build-up, and then it just keeps the momentum going all the way into the verses. Then it hits with this bombastic chorus. This is easily one of the best songs Infinite released since their debut, and one of the best songs out of any male group this year. Epic instrumental, all the members sing, vocals are on point too. The song's meaning is quite simple. They're singing about a girl that's just plain bad for them. Not bad meaning good, but bad meaning bad, you know? I will give money to the person that recognizes the reference that I am making today. That's coming up next, and afterwards we'll have a change of pace with Wang Lihong, Big City, Little Love.
Back, 나설 수 없어 나도 날 못 멈춰 내게 걸게 언제 봐도 참 낯선 여자
缠绕所有对你的眷恋，隔着半透明门帘，嘴里说的语言完全没有欺骗。屋顶灰色瓦片，安静的画面，灯火是你美丽那张脸，终于找到所有流浪的终点，你的微笑结束了疲倦。 千万不要说天长地久，免得你觉得我不切实际。想多么简单就多么简单，是妈妈告诉我的哲理。脑袋都是你，心里都是你，小小的爱在大城里好甜蜜，念的都是你，全部都是你，小小的爱在大城里只为你倾心。 乌黑的发尾盘成一个圈，缠绕所有对你的眷恋，终于找到所有流浪的终点。你的微笑结束了疲倦，千万不要说天长地久，免得你觉得我不切实际。想多么简单就多么简单，让我大声地对你说 ，I'm thinking of you。
脑袋都是你，心里都是你，小小的爱在大城里好甜蜜，念的都是你，全部都是你，小小的爱在大城里只为你倾心。那灰尘的票根，你留作纪念，不必害怕面对离别。 小小的爱在大城里好甜蜜，哦，念的都是你，全部都是你。小小的爱在大城里好甜蜜，哦，念的都是你，全部都是你。小小的爱在大城里只为你倾心，啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦
la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la那一种寸步不离的感觉，我知道就叫做永远。
That was Infinite with Bad, the next theme song for the next great action movie. And right after that was Wang Lihong with Da Cheng Xiao Ai, or Big City Little Love, just a simple R&B song from his fusion style days, combining traditional Chinese sounds with Western R&B and hip-hop music. Just some good, chill music, all about how sometimes you're just so in love, it's like even their love in a big city seems so secretive that it's a retreat for both of them, a place they can have no fear of it ever ending and just be happy. Moving on, it is that time of the week where we check up on just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world with Asian Entertainment News. First up, from Hong Kong, Donnie Yen is rumored to be cast in one episode of the rebooted Star Wars franchise. In recent years, Western filmmakers and distributors have placed immense value on the Chinese market, both as a way of generating profit and as a veritable pool of talent. With the recent revival of the Star Wars franchise, there has been increasing interest in casting Chinese talent. Supposedly, Donnie was chosen from a pool of several other very famous and talented Chinese male stars, including Tony Leung, Daniel Wu, Jet Li, and even Wang Lihong. However, the producer's first and foremost requirement was the ability to speak fluent English in addition to having experience with martial arts, thereby limiting the list down to Jet Li and Donnie himself. Allegedly, the decision was made based on asking price in the end. Donnie was approached by Disney while still in the midst of filming Ip Man 3 with Mike Tyson. He was reportedly very keen to take on the role of a Jedi Knight. When he was asked to confirm his involvement at a recent charity event appearance, the action star replied, "No comment, I am here for charitable purposes tonight." The eighth film of the franchise is set to start filming in London next month. Me personally, right now, I'm a big fan of Donnie Yen. To me, he's a very underrated, even to this day, an action star that doesn't get enough attention for his abilities. His achievements in popularizing Wing Chun style of martial arts is extremely well known. It's him who was responsible for this global craze in the interest in the style that was most famously utilized by Bruce Lee. So he definitely needs more of an international spotlight, and this film is definitely the way to go. Next up, involving both South Korea and China, EXO's Tao, his drama continues in ever ridiculous fashion. Recently, the singer unfollowed everyone on his Instagram, supposedly after noticing former bandmate Chanyeol unfollowing him first. Tao has caused incidents in the past involving fans and other members due to his outbursts on social media. In the past, when member Chris initially left the group, he did call him out on his supposed lack of loyalty to the group and declared that he would never turn his back on the band or his bandmates. When it was announced that he would be inactive in the group for a time, haters and distraught, overly zealous fans took to social media and flooded his social networks with hateful comments, often laced with racial slurs. While he has his sympathizers, many are of the opinion that he brings it on himself due to his history. Honestly, from what I've seen of him, mostly on television and all in such appearances, he seems like a likable enough guy. If it is true about the injuries that he sustained over his time with EXO, then it is understandable that he leaves. If the label that was supposed to be ensuring his well-being was not actually doing that, and no one honestly deserves to have racial slurs hurled at them, no matter what the situation may be. However, this situation is still unfollowing, and it's being further, I guess you could say, exasperated by the fact that it has been confirmed that he will be making a solo comeback later this month, I believe on July 23rd. So, to many people who are fans of the group EXO, this is the ultimate betrayal that he would turn his back on his bandmates and continue to, quote-unquote, find success elsewhere. However, it is to be noted that his popularity compared to Chris and Luhan, both of them former members, his popularity compared to them in Korea and in China, definitely not quite the same. So we really have no idea how this will end up. I will keep you updated on this, but until next time, that will actually do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. I will keep you updated on all the stories and check back in next week when we cover some more headlines and some more news to come out of the Asian entertainment world. But for now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have more music on Asian Wave 101. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Anime Evolution is taking over UBC's new sub from July 17th to 19th. Guest stars include YTV's Gil Guerrero, Michael Dangerfeld, and more. The convention concludes with the Final Fantasy concert at the Chan Center beginning at 5:30 p.m. For more information, check out animeevolution.com.
G4E features vinyl mixes, exclusive local tunes, good vibes from around the world, a thought and a dream or two. House, techno, ambient, dancehall, hip-hop, African, psychedelic, noise, experimental, and eclectic music. Alternating Tuesdays, 12 to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
We are back live on Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory. Up next, I have a song from the singer known in South Korea as the nation's little sibling, kind of like saying that she is the darling of the nation. It is IU with her song You and I. It was released in late 2011 on her second full-length studio album, Last Fantasy, and this song is in the typical IU fashion. It features her airy vocals and singing style on full display with a very cutesy, very bubbly sort of instrumental. And I will say this one thing about the lyrics, though. It does seem a little bit questionable at a time. IU was born in 1993, which puts her at 18 at the time of this song's release. However, this song is kind of, it is a love song, but what it really is expressing is the desire to be with a person who is essentially older than them and kind of saying, will you wait for me? What I'm doing right now is that I'm pushing the clock hands further and further, hoping that it would speed up time. But in the future, wherever you may be, call out to me so that I can recognize you. So this was another one of the songs that kind of created this whole nation's little sibling, nation's little darling image for IU. And again, questionable lyrics, and it does leave a lot of room for debate regarding the treatment of singers such as herself. But that doesn't take away from the fact that she is a very talented singer. She is highly regarded in South Korea for her singing abilities and actually her composing and lyrical writing abilities as well. So this one, very good song. One of the tracks that really propelled her popularity to superstardom levels. That's coming up next, IU with You and I.
I'm
That was IU with You and I, a song all about loving a person who can't seem to be in the situation, who isn't really in a place to love you back. However, I will say this, following up on the fact that I mentioned earlier that this song is really, you know, really strange in its nature, how it seems to be dedicated to this whole idea of a younger woman loving an older guy. IU and several other young female stars around her age are notorious in Korea for having a whole bunch of what they call uncle fans, aka just fans who are older males who are probably married and have children of their own, but just seem to like these particular stars and these particular idols a little bit too much as it may be the case. However, again, very good song. IU, still a very highly regarded song, a singer to this day. Very, very distinct vocal style, and it's hard to imagine that JYP, aka Park Jin-young, the CEO and founder of JYP Entertainment, actually decided not to keep her and actually cut her from the label and did not want actually to sign her because he felt, for whatever reason, that she just wasn't worth the time. However, IU is doing extremely well now, a lot better than many of the singers on JYP's label, and definitely, definitely go and check out some more of her. If you like this sort of really bubbly, really sweet sort of pop music, go and give her a listen. Moving on, I have our Canadian Artist of the Week, Vancouver-based hip-hop duo Gentleman's Vibe, here with a new song called Bank. And this one, really simply, is just a really nice, chill sort of summer song. Won't go too deep into the details, but it's really just perfectly suited to the summer vibe. And a very interesting fact is that if you listen closely as it gets towards the end of the song, this is actually a pretty short one, you can actually hear a bit of a reference to R. Kelly and Ignition. And that, for me, really interesting sort of thing. I love Ignition and the fact that they're showing some love to the old school R&B sound. Definitely, definitely worth a listen here. So that's coming up next, Gentleman's Vibe with Bank.
Chillin' on the V-side, Snapchat story got the P-size. Booty shorts by Levi's, dog. Got a room full of honeys like a beehive. Let a G slide, smoke trees at the beach. Let them know what side you can preach, though. Booty like Karuchi in them jeans. We talking emojis, yeah, it's like a peach, though. She in town all week, got her brows on fleek. She even got her goddamn nails done. Sex on freak, let me get some. I can take you out of space like the Jetsons. So, is you with it? Can you hang? Can you roll? Can you drink? Can you smoke? Can we go? Nah, she said, keep it on the low, cause she got a boyfriend back home, but I know
she been waiting all week for this. On the gram, my brows on fleek for this. Been working all week for this. Even got a guest list for this.
She'll tweet by this. Run the whole street like shit, oh miss. That booty so fat, probably did squats for this. I see you hustling for it.
Making bank, shawty, making bank.
I see you hustling for it.
Making bank, shawty, making bank.
Hustling for it,
making you bank, shawty, making bank. She gon' spend it all, she gon' make it back.
Run it, always keep it 100, so real that she got my name tatted. 32 on the jersey, cause when I'm in it, she with it, she know I make magic. So I cuffed it early, that ass got me topsy turvy. Green eyes on the slight skin Hershey. Green money, girl, I see you working.
You
on top of your payroll. Butter nails, we can all smoke. Call your girls, we can all roll. Yeah, that's what you call squad goals. Cha-ching. God damn, you deserve that thing. Girl, you ain't gotta fuck with lames. Bitches bow down, you a goddamn queen.
She been waiting all week for this. On the gram, my brows on fleek for this. Been working all week for this. Even got a guest list for this.
She'll tweet by this. Run the whole street like shit, oh miss. That booty so fat, probably did squats for this. I see you hustling for it.
Making you bank, shawty, making bank.
I see you hustling for it.
Making you bank, shawty, making bank.
I see you hustling for it.
Making you bank, shawty, making bank.
She gon' spend it all, she gon' make it back.
Chill.
Baby, you steady paying bills. Chill.
Mrs. Banks, call me Uncle Phil. Chill.
Coachella girl, steady popping pills. Chill.
She for real? Cause listen.
Vibe is fresh out the kitchen. Basic bitches be tripping. Cause mama rolling that body. Got every man in it wishing. Twisting and smoking blunts. Pour me some, let's get drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun.
Gentleman's Vibe with Bank. Definitely really interesting song right there. I think this is one that I'm going to be remembering for a while, especially that one punchline right there. Mrs. Banks, call me Uncle Phil. That one. Never heard something like that before. Definitely very creative. Real testament to the talent to the talent of this duo. Definitely go and check them out. Find them on YouTube. Find them on SoundCloud. Gentleman's Vibe. Good stuff. Good hip-hop. And, of course, support local talent, just like we do here at CITR 101.9 FM. Showing some love to all our fellow Canadians out there. So moving on, though, I have something that, again, is something that I have said that it really is neglected in South Korea. It is R&B music, once again, this time by an R&B singer signed to brand new music called Bumkey. And this is his first release in well over a year. And the song is called Nukyo in Korean, or simply My Everything. Very simple, very self-explanatory song. This one is actually dedicated to his wife because he got married a year ago, saying how every moment that he spends with her is absolutely precious, how he'd rather have these moments where he's just struggling, even if it's difficulties making ends meet, that as long as it's with her, it's going to be amazing and he wouldn't trade it for anything else in the world. Really soulful. Really soft, this one, and definitely created something that, again, very neglected in South Korea, and also something that's just really, really chill, really smooth, and honestly quite soulful. So that's coming up next, Bumkey from Brand New Music with My Everything.
Everything,
That was Bum Key with My Everything. What soulful singing that he really does have. Something that I can't really emphasize enough really is neglected in South Korea. When you think of South Korean music, everyone thinks of the pop, the girl groups, the boy bands, all that tightly synchronized choreography, but they don't take the time to really just sit down and appreciate the different side of things, the soulful R&B side of it, the hip-hop side of it, something that is so different and so similar to the American roots that those genres have, but already carving out a distinct sound of its own. So in case you're wondering why his English actually sounded so flawless, well, he actually lived in L.A. for quite a bit before he returned to Korea to pursue his musical career. Again, he is signed to Brand New Music, one of the largest independent record labels producing hip-hop and R&B music in South Korea, a lineup of some of the most influential artists in Korean music, veterans of the industry of decades time, and definitely something worth keeping your eye out for. Brand New Music, Bum Key, all good stuff. And that will actually take us into the last song of the day, and it's by Ah Mei, one of the most renowned female singers of Taiwanese music. So renowned that very few singers of the current generation could ever actually hope to match the fame that she has. And this song is rather old. It's definitely not new. It's from 2006 off her album I Want Happiness, and the song is called Hostage. And it's actually not a very dark song at all, despite the dark title. What it really is saying is that she's talking about a relationship that she's been in for quite a while, but it's gone away from this, from being this thing that was so loving and so full of affection and intimacy, and it's become sort of a thing where the two of them are second guessing each other, they're suspicious. And they're sort of in this time where it's almost like they're there because they're forcing themselves to be, because they don't just simply want to walk away from something that really is quite damaging. This one, to describe it simply, the song really is quite bare. It's not a very complex instrumental. It's extremely simple, just a little bit of violin and some acoustic guitars. I personally am a very big fan of simplicity, especially if it's done well. And it kind of fits the whole idea of the song, too. She's kind of bearing it all and just letting it all out through the use of this acoustic guitar and this violin. And that is actually going to play us out. Coming up next is your weekly arts report with Jake. He's coming in to bring in some weekly news on the local arts scene. And actually, I have someone in the studio with me today. His name is Andy, also from the Arts Report. And very quickly, actually, why don't you just update us what you'll be talking about at the Arts Report
today?
It's all good. Some technical difficulties. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not really talking about anything today. I'm just going to work the boards. But next week, hopefully, we'll have a review on King Lear.
King Lear. The Shakespeare play, correct?
That's from Bar on the Beach.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Sounds interesting. Sounds fantastic. So keep us posted on that then. So as usual, if you have any requests for me at all, don't hesitate to send it to me, AsianWave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news, don't hesitate. Send it my way. I want to hear from you, AsianWave101@gmail.com. Of course, once again, your weekly arts report coming up next at 5 p.m. on the dot. Maybe, I don't know, perhaps. It's what we're all about here at CITR 101.9 FM. This has been Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Chinese and Korean music. Live on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from the University of British Columbia campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you once again for joining me this afternoon. Ah Mei with Hostage to play us out, and I will talk to you next week. Peace out, guys. Take care.
存在一种危险关系，彼此挟持，这另一部分的自己。本以为这完整了爱的定义，那就乖乖的守护着你。相爱变成猜忌怀疑的烂游戏。 规则是要憋着呼吸越靠越近，但你的温柔是我唯一沉溺，你是爱我的就不怕有缝隙，在我 心上用力的开枪，让一切归零在这声巨响。如果爱是说什么都不能放，我不挣扎，反正我也没差。最怀疑的烂游戏，规则是要憋着呼吸，越靠越近。但你的温柔是我唯一沉溺，你是爱我的，就不怕有缝隙，在我心上用力的开枪。让一切归零在这声巨响，如果爱是说什么都不能放，我不挣扎，反正我也没差。
Join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Anime Evolution is taking over UBC's new sub from July 17th to 19th. Guest stars include YTV's Gil Guerrero, Michael Dangerfeld, and more. The convention concludes with the Final Fantasy concert at the Chan Center beginning at 5:30 p.m. For more information, check out animeevolution.com.
Union Events presents Against Me, July 17th at the Rogue Theater. Against Me tour in support of their new album, Transgender Dysphoria Blues. With openers, Frank Hero and The Celebration, plus Annie Girl and The Flight, more info can be found on againstme.net. Advance tickets are $24.50, available at Red Cat Records, and online at ticketfly.com.
La 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 la
Hi. Welcome to the Arts Report on July 7th, 16th, right?
Approximately
the 16th.
We are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Jake here for CITR, and Andy, you are taking control of the boards today. How's it feel?
It feels very frightening.
Well, you're doing an awesome job. Who do we have on the show today?
Sure, today we have should have an interview with Jill Barber on the phone coming up, and a second interview with Bong Ziwe. Is that how you pronounce his name?
We'll find out before we get him on the line, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. And hopefully Christine will be here later on to do a few reviews on some plays she saw.
That's right. Christine went and saw Weaver Woman a couple of weeks ago, a play that she brought us an interview about. And she also went to go see Oliver at Theater Under the Stars. So we're going to have Christine on the line as well. So it's a very phone-heavy day today. So it'll be really great. I wonder if you've got any folk fest artist musicians who we can listen to while we get Jill on the line.
Yeah, we have Old Man Ludek.
I would say Ludica.
Ludica?
Old Man Ludica.
Baby, we'd be rich.
Singing for my supper. Sour eating Mr. Noodles. Watching other cats walk along a windowsill. With a mattress on the floor and our records in the cartons. Dreaming of the country, running from the bills. If reading books was money, if spinning records was investing, if drinking was consulting, baby, we'd be rich. Going on a picnic, rolling in the grass now. The age of miracle and wonder, we're just trying to get our kicks. I would spend my last $10 and buy us both tequilas. Leave the pack up and waiting, no minutes on my phone. Reading books was money, spinning records was investing, drinking was consulting, baby we'd be rich. If dreaming made us money, if singing was investing, if smoking it was saving, baby we'd be rich. I'm getting higher. Planting us a garden. I'm cooking up the beans, thinking about some kids. I've been thinking lately, it's just you and me, baby. Even if we're dancing on the margins of the skids. If reading books was money, if spinning records was investing, if drinking was consulting, baby, we'd be rich. You've been reading books, and I've been spinning records.